From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Spanish region of Catalonia is reportedly preparing to declare independence, perhaps Monday, following last Sunday's referendum deemed illegal by the central government. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont, in a televised address, said he preferred mediation with Madrid. Spain's Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría said the Catalan message is one of uneasiness and a journey to nowhere. She said Puigdemont is living outside the law. The European Union Wednesday appealed for dialogue. Frans Timmermans is the EU Commission first vice president.
The power of dialogue, of sitting down and talking to each other, even if and especially when we passionately disagree, is what our union is built on.
He said it's time to work within the constitutional order of Spain to find a way out of the impasse. European analyst Bruce Wilson of Australia's RMIT University said dialogue appears the only way out.
This, of course, goes back for the best part of a decade that the Catalans have been seeking to renegotiate the terms of their relationship with the Spanish national constitution. And I think the time for dialogue is very much at the forefront of people's minds.
While most Catalans who cast ballots voted for independence on Sunday, only about 40% took part in the referendum. Health officials in Madagascar are trying to contain an outbreak of the plague in the Indian Ocean country that has killed as many as 30 over the past 2 months. They've recorded nearly 200 suspected cases. The World Health Organization said the outbreak is being found in urban areas, raising the risk of wider transmission. The government has banned large public gatherings to curb the spread of the disease. The bacteria is usually found in rats and spread by infected fleas. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump visited Las Vegas, Nevada, Wednesday's scene of modern America's worst mass shooting, in which nearly 60, including the lone gunman, were killed. Nearly 500 others were wounded. Mr. Trump said America is a nation in mourning.
Many families tonight will go to bed in a world that is suddenly empty. The people they so dearly love were torn away from them forever.
Mr. Trump visited the hospital bedsides of many of the wounded and addressed the nation from a local police station, where he spoke of the grief shared nationally for those who lost loved ones.
We struggle for the words to explain to our children how such evil can exist, how there can be such cruelty and such suffering. But we cannot be defined by the evil that threatens us or the violence that incites such terror.
Mr. Trump said in times like these, Americans come together.
In the months ahead, we will all have to wrestle with the horror of what has unfolded this week, but we will struggle through it together. We will endure the pain together, and we will overcome together as Americans.
Law enforcement officials said the lone gunman, Stephen Paddock, likely acted by himself and was not part of an international terror group. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Wednesday denied reports he's considering resigning.
My commitment to the success of our president and our country is as strong as it was the day I accepted his offer to serve as Secretary of State.
NBC News has reported Tillerson has been openly critical of Mr. Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence and other officials have had to intervene to persuade him to stay on. Tillerson said he's never had to be persuaded to stay because he never considered leaving. Russian warplanes are suspected of carrying out a strike that killed dozens of civilians trying to flee fighting in Syria's Deir ez-Zor province as they attempted to cross the Euphrates River by boat. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said children were among those killed. In Libya, at least 4 people were killed and dozens wounded Wednesday in a suicide attack on a court complex in the city of Misrata. Islamic State claimed responsibility, saying it was targeting what it called a prominent stronghold of the UN-backed Government of National Accord. Turkey and Iran Wednesday presented a united front in their opposition to the independence aspirations of Kurds in northern Iraq. Speaking in Tehran, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said our determination is clear. We deal with the central government in Baghdad, and the referendum is illegitimate, a reference to the September 25 vote in Iraqi Kurdistan. A Turkish court Wednesday found more than 40 former soldiers guilty of trying to kill President Erdogan during last year's failed coup, handing each a life sentence. Aggravated life is the harshest sentence under Turkish law. No verdict was reached in the case of U.S.-based exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom Ankara blames for orchestrating the coup. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.